Hello everyone, welcome to this topic. In this topic, guys, I want to talk about the importance of fundamentals. I think we forget the importance of the fundamentals when it comes to learning English, especially. And I think we gotta talk about it a bit, and we gotta share our opinions. So, I'll just tell my opinion on this topic, and I want you to also share your thoughts with us, and I would really be happy to hear what you think about this. So, the importance of fundamentals. Let's see what fundamental is really. Well, the fundamentals, okay, or you know, the synonym would be basics, right? The most important ideas or idea of something. Let's say a skill. So we're now learning English, and so I want to talk about the fundamentals of English as a second language for us. I don't know where we get this idea that we gotta everything we do, we gotta be perfect in it. That perfectionism, right, is very popular among learners, English learners, or when it comes to learning any skill, people want to be perfect. At least most people, that's the case. Most people really want to be perfect. I mean, I wanted to when I started learning English. That really my goal was to, you know, be a very advanced learner. Though that was not a convenient goal and very inspiring goal, you know, that didn't mean anything to me really. But now I know that, you know, just being an advanced learner cannot be a goal, right? That basically cannot be a goal. Yeah, you know, most people think that they gotta be perfect. And I think, as I said, I don't know where this idea comes from, but I think it's wrong, because for most people, okay, for normal people, and we if we know enough about English, okay, just to be able to communicate and understand movies, let's say, we face like some challenges, and we really especially for someone who is tries to be educated and go to another country and you know, go to university or these kind of things, you really do need English, especially if you want to travel. So for these type of people, normal people like you and I, I think enough English would be just, you know, be able to communicate at a very basic level, and to understand native speakers, understand movies. Though I don't really watch a lot of movies, but understand movies. That's a good level to have, okay? For me, that's enough. Goal, okay, I mean, my, like, not goal really, but I do want to go to that level and take my English to that level where I can basically communicate with other people, with native speakers, confidently and not hesitate, and, you know, solve basic problems, okay? So, for most people, for normal people, really, we do not need to be perfect. But for some people, yes. So, let's go back to our main topic, the fundamentals, okay? As I said, many people want to be advanced, but they really, I really forget sometimes, and I see a lot of people forget that they should immediately go to that advanced level and learn advanced stuff. Yes, obviously you after some time you should go for very advanced and more advanced stuff, vocab or grammar, pronunciation, right? But not as long as you haven't learned the fundamentals. Let me tell you a story. I have been learning English for 10 to 11 months now, and during these all these months that I've been learning English, I've only one time encountered the future perfect tense. Okay, you see how uncommon this tense is, and how important it is to focus on the fundamentals, right? Only one time during these 10 months I've seen future perfect tense. But what about, let's say, past tense, simple past tense? Maybe 20 times a day, or maybe 15, or maybe 30 times a day, right? Sometimes even more. So that's crazy if you're a beginner and want to learn English. That's crazy to focus on the more advanced, like, future perfect tense. I didn't even know there was such a tense, okay? I don't know how to use it right now after 10 months of learning. I mean, 10 months is basically not a long time, but it's a, you know, good amount of time to get a feeling of the language, right? But yeah, my point is that really the core of a skill, the fundamentals, the basics, are the most important things, or the most important thing in your learning process. And it's kind of similar to some exercises, okay? Like, I personally do some calisthenic exercises, like push-ups, pull-ups, and these kind of things. I've been doing it for 2 months, I guess. And the first month, when I started doing that, I focused on very advanced exercises, like, you know, I don't even remember their names. They were really advanced, okay? But I read a book about, very easy book about calisthenics. And the guy was really a professional in this kind of exercises, calisthenics. And he said that you gotta focus on the fundamentals. And the fundamentals of calisthenics are pull-ups, push-ups, squats, and squats, and basically these three exercises, and handstand, okay, handstand push-ups. These four exercises are the fundamentals. So because I didn't focus on the fundamentals, I didn't really improve much. What I say is that you gotta first focus on the fundamentals, and after that, and you know, the interesting thing is that if you don't learn the fundamentals of a skill, you cannot learn advanced stuff. I mean, that the first time I heard this, it was kind of illogical, because you know, I thought, how can that be possible if I don't know the fundamentals, how is it possible to not be able to learn the more advanced stuff, right? But I can feel it again with calisthenics, that when I don't do push-ups or pull-ups, okay, I cannot do really more advanced stuff. And with English also, when I cannot use past tense correctly or present or future tense, okay, I cannot use, let's say, again, future perfect tense, right? Because I just cannot prepare my conversation, my content, to be able to use the perfect, the future perfect tense or past perfect or these kind of advanced tenses. So it's really important. And I forgot that when I was learning. And I really want to share this and tell other people to don't make the same mistake as me, to focus on the fundamentals. And it's kind of a relief, right, when you think that you only need enough English to be able to speak, right? And when I say fundamentals, I mean, it's nice to, let's say, to know 100 ways of saying, for example, thank you, okay, or hello, or how are you, how you doing, right? But do you really need that? Do you really need those, all of those phrases? You do not, okay? You can, if you only know one phrase to express a certain idea, right, a certain thought, that would be enough for you, right? That would be enough. So you got to focus on the other aspects of English, and you got to learn how to express myself in this way, okay, in that way, I think, and not to learn, for example, 100 ways of saying how you doing, or, you know, what you need is really, is what that matters, right? What you need is really the most thing, the most important thing that matters. And when you think like that, when you think that you really don't need a lot of phrases to be able to speak and communicate, you kind of feel a freedom that you do not have to learn everything, basically everything you hear in a podcast, you listen, you watch a movie, or you read a book. You do not have to learn all of them, okay? It's, again, it's vital to know them when you hear them, right? When you hear them or when you read them. It's vital to know those patterns, vocab and these kind of things, but it's not really important to know them actively and to use them, right? So if I think with understanding, go crazy, okay? Learn as much as you want with understanding, but don't try to active though all of those words and patterns that you've learned, because you do not really need them, okay? You should active those vocabulary. You gotta take some certain vocab and grammar patterns to your active mind to be able to communicate, but not really learn all of them and be able to use them instantly in a conversation. So, yes, with speaking, okay, even with writing, writing is a bit different. You know, with writing, you can use a lot of complicated grammar, and maybe you even need to use them and vocab. But with speaking, really, if you listen to this, you know, audio file that I'm recording right now, and if you examine it, you can see that I've used a lot of very common, maybe the most common words that are available, are they're in English, right? I haven't used a lot of complicated words. Maybe the most common words and phrases, right? And but does it hurt my communication? I mean, maybe if you cannot understand me, yeah, it does. But if you can, well, problem solved, right? There's no problem. So I would say that's very important, focusing on the fundamentals. So guys, that's my opinion. Tell me what you think about this, and I will be happy to hear that. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.